whatever Penelope's motivation for delaying her departure from Nathaniel's household, by 1705, the woman was arguing for her freedom before a jury of her townsmen. This she did with impressive success. The woman's neighbors, some of whom were enslavers themselves, found that Penelope is and ought to be a free woman. Nathaniel, as the losing party, was required to cover Penelope's legal costs. It was a sweet victory, but a fleeting one. Nathaniel did not accept the ruling. He appealed to the colony's high court, which decreed that Penelope's suit had been filed in the wrong lower court. The original decision was reversed. This devastating reversal provides us with our final glimpse of Penelope's life. What happened next? Did Penelope run again when the courts failed her? Did she manage to work out an arrangement with her hard-headed enslaver? Or did she live out her life, widowed and perhaps childless, in bondage? The records do not say. Penelope's story is one of nearly 100 stories featured on the Freedom Seekers website. And our collection of stories is rapidly growing. These stories are really, we call them stories, but they're really short and engaging histories of people who seized their freedom during the Revolutionary era and the time before and after. These stories display tremendous diversity. Just consider, for instance, how starkly Penelope's story diverges from Pompey Fleet's. However, they all have the same starting point, the newspaper advertisements posted by enslavers that described those who fled bondage and offered rewards for their re-enslavement. These advertisements, which exist in the archives in tens of thousands, are troubling historical sources, as they reduce fully formed lives to a few dozen words formulated by aggrieved enslavers. They never contain as much information as researchers might wish, and their tone is invariably disrespectful. But the Freedom Seekers Project works to transcend the limitations of these advertisements. Importantly, Freedom Seekers is the first project to create a collection of the stories behind runaway advertisements, rather than just a collection of the advertisements themselves. And the project shows that deep archival research can contextualize and flesh out these difficult historical sources. For instance, my story of Pompey used over 20 supplemental sources to build on that original advertisement, and my story of Penelope used nearly that many. Such archival work, together with measured acts of historical imagination, can provide new insight into the experiences of those who had the courage to challenge both their own enslavement and the system of slavery itself. Letitia. The days were shortening in 1733 and the chill of winter tightening its grip on Boston when Letitia found a visitor on the stoop. Letitia, at the time, might have been 7, the age at which children began to be considered useful in New England. Or perhaps she was a bit older, 10 or so. A girl of African ancestry, she was enslaved by James Gordon, a wealthy merchant in town.